visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, I am glad, excited to be informing you about the launch of a new episode, a new program, my dear viewers, and this is the ziyarat, visiting the graves of the awliya Allah, the graves of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the graves of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, as usual, we begin by listening to a virtue of sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyamah. Adorn your gathering by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, when you send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this shall be nur, it shall be light for you on the Day of Judgment. Now, we are currently in the city of Jeddah and we are making our way to an ancient country, my dear viewers, a country whose history goes back thousands of years. The country is Egypt. The city we are going to visit is Cairo, my dear viewers. Join us. Let's see which places we shall be going to. Let's see which awliya Allah's mazarat, awliya Allah's shrines we shall be visiting. Let's see which companions we shall be going and presenting ourselves in their court, inshallah. It's mentioned, according to many riwayat, that the blessed head of Hazrat Imam Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when it was sadly removed from the rest of the body, when it was severed, it's mentioned that this was buried in Egypt. Inshallah, we are going to go and visit that place. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our travels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this work, mashallah, and that we are able to arrive there safely with sincerity. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Great journey, alhamdulillah. to visit me at the shrine of the Awliya Allah. Very close to arriving in Egypt, and in Cairo, Hanifiwood. Now, as a brief introduction, so this shrine shall be visiting. There are four Imams of the Ahlul Jama'ah, four Imams of the Sunnah. One of the Nu'man bin Thabit al-Hanifa radiallahu anhu, who had this following, and the Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, who was a Shafi'i following, and the Imam Malik bin Anas radiallahu anhu, and the Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who the Maliki and the Hanbali respectively follow. Now, from these four Imams, the Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, we shall also be visiting their shrine. We shall be visiting the shrine of the famous Hazrat Imam Musuri, the one who has written the beautiful Qasidat al-Burda, which goes along the lines of Mawla Yasulli wa Sallim, Daiman Abadan, Ala Habibika Khayrim, Khalqikul Rahimim. So, Imam Musuri, inshallah, we shall recite the Qasida at the shrine. Other shrines we shall be visiting. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Subhanallah, the sun has just risen, is shining into my eyes, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, I am extremely excited to be welcoming you to of our visiting the blessed shrines of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are we now, my dear viewers? Egypt, an ancient city, alhamdulillah, an ancient country in fact, and in the city of Cairo, which itself is ancient. Egypt itself runs back, its history goes back so many years, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Cairo, in fact, now that we mentioned, but this was later given the name of Cairo in the Fatimid era. But even before that, Cairo, which was previously known as Al-Fustat, this is where we are in. We are actually in a place known as Al-Fustat Madiz, or Fustat is how you would generally say in English, Fustat. Now, Hazrat Amr ibn As, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the individual we shall be speaking about today, such a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. We've come to the masjid which is known as Masjid Amr ibn As. Now the actual shrine of Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not here, but this relates to him. One thing is that the masjid has been named after him, and secondly, that another great companion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hazrat Abdullah, the son of Hazrat Amr ibn As, is buried here, my dear viewers. And inshallah, we shall be learning a little about the father. We shall be of Hazrat Amr ibn As. We shall undoubtedly be hearing a little about the seerah of Hazrat Amr ibn As himself, and maybe inshallah a little about the son of Hazrat Amr ibn As, who is known as Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of inshallah, I was just given a brief introduction to the masjid. So as we are going, I will let you know a little about the masjid inshallah, and similarly a little about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. If you follow me, inshallah, we shall hear much more.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in Masjid Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this place we are sitting in at this moment, this Masjid, mashallah, what we have in front of us used to be a well. This used to be a bi'r, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And it said that if you can see that door over there, my dear viewers, that door over there, that this was the initial entrance of the old masjid. Now remember, this was the first masjid to be built or to be initiated. The first masjid whose foundations were built in the entire Africa. Allahu Akbar, just imagine the entire continent. And the entire Africa, this was the first masjid whose foundations were built. And the actual entrance used to be that door over there. The companions would come in from there. This used to be a well, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And to be honest, I did try looking into it, but you know, I have to look close to be able to see something, and you wouldn't be able to see it. It is also locked off, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But nevertheless, this used to be a well. They would first enter from there. They would perform their ablution here. They would perform their wudu from this place. And then they would pray in this area here. Now this around us, my dear viewers, this is a masjid. Oh, subhanAllah, it's a masjid. But it's a huge masjid. SubhanAllah, if you have to take a look at it, it's huge, it's quite ancient, very old, my dear viewers, my dear inshallah. There's a beautiful structure over there in the middle where people nowadays, there's drinking water which is available. And mashallah, it's clean water. I was able to also gain barakah from it. There are many pillars you would be able to see, and you know, you see the pillars all around you. It's said that there are 666. I don't know why the exact number, my dear viewers, but 666 pillars within this masjid. And subhanAllah, over there, there is the blessed shrine of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To let you know a little about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was the son of the great Hazrat Amr ibn al-As, who we shall be hearing much about today. He was one of those companions. He had accepted Islam before his own father. He said approximately 1 year before his father, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had accepted Islam in the 7th year after Hijri. He was one of those companions who had memorized the entire glorious Quran. Now, amongst the companions, this was very rare. Hazrat Abdullah, he had memorized the Quran, the entire Quran. But not only that, Hazrat Abdullah would recite the entire Quran each and every single night. This was also very, very rare. Allahu Akbar. It's mentioned by Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan, his love for the Quran. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also memorize the entire Quran each and every single night. My dear viewers, let's continue. We shall hear a little more of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the saints, to visit the sense. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Such a beautiful masjid. We can also see pillars, Madhya viewers. Now, do you know how many pillars there are? Just take a guess. Now, some people will possibly be thinking, you know, they look like at least 100, maybe 200, 300. Madhya viewers, there are 666 pillars within this masjid. Imagine that, 666. Imagine the size of this great masjid, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah. Just in front of us, there is the blessed shrine of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's go and take a look at this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi.
Blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Many viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we are in the Masjid of Hazrat Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is known as the Masjid of Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was initially founded. Its foundations were placed by himself. Now, well, subhanAllah, the member itself it has its own beauty, and it has that style to the Mamluk style, many viewers of Madani channel. But there are actually three members here. There's one here, there's actually two, because it's such a great masjid. But the reason for this is the kings or the leaders, as they would come, and generally a leader would give his speech also, they will build a specific member for themselves. So there would be a specific member for a specific imam or a specific leader, alhamdulillah. Now we shall be moving on to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Remember, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was no ordinary companion. Even from amongst the companions, he was an ascetic, Madhya viewers. He was used to love worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He possessed extensive love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.
Blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have arrived at the blessed maqbar, the blessed shrine of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now what you can see behind me, this is it. This is the shrine. It's not much of a shrine. It's not been adorned as such, Madhya viewers. And in fact, if you could read the words on top, it says Maktabatu Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is the maktaba. This was the library of Hazrat Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Himself would spend time here, Madhya viewers. And within that, the gates have now been locked off. It's been locked. But within there is the blessed shrine of the son of Hazrat Umar ibn As, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I didn't mention how he was, you know, his father himself was very young when Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. There's only a 12-year difference between the two, and this is very, very important. Hazrat Abdullah, he was not like his father, he was not like many other people, he was not like many other companions, where other companions, the different companions played a different role. But I shouldn't say he was not like them, I should say he was special in another way. Because Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was even from amongst the companions, he was a muhaddith. He has narrated so many ahadith. If you were to look at the Musnad of Hazrat Imam Ahmad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you can find, you know, entire volumes dedicated to him. The amount of ahadith sharif which he had narrated, and the majority of the ahadith sharif they have narrated, it refers to adab, the respect and honor of the parents, how to treat each other, how to do this, perform that, the manners of different acts, Madhya viewers of Madhya channel, which tells us a lot about them. But one beautiful hadith sharif, you know, you would have heard this hadith sharif, this is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in regards to a person who fasts 3 days of a month, then he shall gain the reward of fasting an entire month. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a young person. He was, because you know, when people are young, then they have that energy within them. They have that strength, they have that motivation. So they think, 3 days, that's nothing, you know. Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than 3 days. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, okay, fast on a Monday and a Thursday, fast twice a week. This shall be even better. And then he says, twice a week. Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than twice a week. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, fast on 1 day, leave out 2 days, and then fast again on the 4th day, leave out 2 days and continue like this. This will be even better. And he says, you know, subhanAllah, God, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than that. I can do better than this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, fast on 1 day and miss 1 day. Then fast on the 3rd day, miss 1 day. And this shall be better for you. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can do better than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, there is no better than that. This is the fast of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is very well, it's an important lesson also. A very, very important lesson. One thing, subhanAllah, the reward, the benefit, beauty of fasting itself. You know, the importance of fasting. Fast are not only in the month of Ramadan. Many people think, yes, you know, I've kept fast. We keep fast during the month of Ramadan. Undoubtedly, it is an obligation. Yes, keep fast. But we should also keep fast outside of the month of Ramadan. Other times of the year, and especially Mondays, when the Prophet ﷺ was born on a Monday, the Prophet ﷺ would regularly fast on a Monday, and if possible, add Thursday to the Ahmadi views of the Madani channel. So you should try to fast every single week. On the, I won't speak about the benefits, the scientific benefits, subhanAllah, there are so many for fasting. But the second lesson we learned is that when you gain that energy, when you have that motivation, do not overdo it. Do not overdo it. Because Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake, he lived up until about 75 years of age. And later, he says that I wish I did accept the rukhsah, the concession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he was, at that time, he was ready to fast every single day. But he didn't. He fasted 1 day, he left 1 day. But later, he grew old, my dear viewers. Undoubtedly, he grew old with time. And when he grew old, then first he was ready to fast every single day. Now fasting 1 day, leaving 1 day, even that became very, very difficult for him. So from this, we also learn the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows us better than ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew Hazrat Abdullah. He knew how great he was. He knew how he loved to perform good actions. So he could have said, yes, you know, for you, then you fast every single day. MashaAllah, you're strong. But no, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. He was the knower of the unseen. He knows the unseen. He knows the future. He knows that, you know, and right now he may be able to do it, but later it's going to become difficult for him. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this advice. So this is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's much more, to be honest, that Hazrat Abdullah, he was from those companions. I've mentioned he was a muhaddith, but what makes him so great of a muhaddith in that during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would take out parchments, he would take out scrolls, and whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would write whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say. he asked the permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, will you give me permission? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had granted him permission to write the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, this holds great importance, that at such an early time, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words were being recorded. This was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Aas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we shall perform dua at the blessed shrine.
To visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.